I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What's going down, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back for the season premiere of Black Seinfeld here on YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. I'm your host, Giovanni Anglin.
And I'm Bashan Nissa.
And it's so good. It feels so good to be back.
Yeah, finally. We're supposed to have a couple episodes over the summer, but
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling it, to be honest.
Every other week, it's like, you know what? I'm doing something different. You can go chill with your niece.
Yeah.
I'm over here doing, you know.
How was work?
A hassle. You know,
yeah.
It's always been like that. Mm-hmm. New GM, new rules, different direction.
Same here.
It's all business.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it's whatever.
Man, there's a lot of news stories I have for you about work.
Yeah.
The first one actually happened Thursday. And so there was these two girls. They were tourists. Let's just put some context into this. Yes, they were
best customers.
Yeah, they are the best customers. And they spoke. Their English was all right. It wasn't terrible, but, you know, like, but you
can get around.
Exactly. You can understand them. And they ordered. They came over to the food line and they were like, hey, I want raw onions on my burger. And then we go, okay, no problem. We're putting raw onions on your burger. And then she goes, no, I want raw onions on my burger. I was like, oh, no, yeah, no problem. We know. We got raw onions on your burger right now. It's there. She's like, no, I want raw onions on my burger. I was like, the raw onions are on the burger. And then she goes away. So she also ordered a milkshake.
You guys serve milkshakes?
Yeah, we do sell milkshakes at Five Guys Times Square. And it was a vanilla milkshake, no whipped cream, right? So I give her the vanilla milkshake. And she asks me, is there any whipped cream in this? And I looked at her, right? I just stared at her. I'm like, no, there's no whipped cream in there. I was like, are you sure there's no whipped cream? I'm like, yes, I'm sure there's no whipped cream in this, right? And she goes, does a milkshake have milk in it? And then I just go, you know what? I'm not doing this today. Nope, I'm not doing, nope, I'm not doing this today. And she goes, oh, I thought this was a smoothie. And I start walking out the line. I'm not doing this today, guys. I'm not doing this.
That's terrible.
Terrible?
That's awful.
Man, I've been telling this to how many people and they are just laughing, thinking this is the greatest thing ever. In my position at that time, I thought she was messing with me, intentionally messing with me.
All right, so it's just a language barrier.
She asked me, does a milkshake have milk in it?
I don't know what the milk stands for in shake. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's in the first half of the word.
You gotta ask what type of milk. You guys definitely don't have coconut milk.
Of course not. No, yeah. It's with almond milk.
Oh, that's not. Oh, okay. That's.
I'm messing with you. It's not with almond milk. Come on.
Bastion Nissa is now lactose intolerant.
So you followed up with the coconut and almond milk regimen?
Yeah, not coconut, but definitely almond milk. Mm-hmm. So I use almond milk in everything.
Right.
If I go to places like you know, a juice press place,
right,
and I want to order a shake, you know, put some almond milk in it. But definitely.
Now that we're on the topic of like food and stuff, at Afropunk, because we went to Afropunk.
Yeah, I only went on Saturday.
Right. And I went Saturday and Sunday, but they were selling fresh coconut water from the coconut, too.
So dude with machete, chop, chop, chop.
Yep,
go, circle.
And so my friend was drinking the coconut water, right? And he did something that basically insulted me. What he did was when he was done with the water, he threw away the nut itself. And if you're from the Caribbean or you just know about coconuts in general, then you know you do not just throw away the nut, okay? Because the best part is the inside.
It's everything. It's a full meal.
It is.
You got the drink and the food.
Exactly. So
and if it's cut nice enough, you get to use the side of it as
yes,
a food.
Yes, he actually did it too. He actually did it that way too. So I said, no, don't you dare throw that away. And I was offended and I went back and I taught my friend how to eat a coconut.
That's good. Now he's cultured.
Yeah.
I met him. His friend's from Harlem. What's his name? We'll give
shout out to Donnell, a.k.a. Dollars B from Harlem B. Dipset. Brr.
All right. So, yeah, let's talk about
Afropunk.
Who did you see?
Well, I wanted to go there strictly because Thundercat was there.
Mm-hmm. And his performance was short and interesting.
It was short and interesting.
He's
and
wearing
he
a Power
played
Ranger, a black Power Ranger suit.
Yeah, I did tell my friend about
cowboy
that.
Cowboy boots.
I did point that out to him. I was like, is it me or is it Thunder? Is Thundercat wearing the black Ranger costume suit? And yeah. Yes, he was.
He was. And his famous cowboy boots.
Yes. And he played a lot of his hits.
Yeah.
A big one that I didn't expect for him to play was Complexion off of the To Pimp a Butterfly album.
I thought it was cool.
I thought it was
cool.
That
was nice taste.
I thought he was, after that he was going to do like These Walls or something. Like, let's go, Pimp a Butterfly. Let's do it.
Nah. Did Flying Lotus play These Walls? Yeah, I think. No. He didn't.
He didn't? Did he play, what's, you know.
Yeah, the song he did with Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, he did also play that song,
that
too.
That was our first theme song, man.
Yeah,
that was
great.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, so shout-outs to Thundercat. Shout-outs to Flying Lotus, Brain Feeder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shouts out to Tyler, Creator.
Oh, man.
That was wild.
That's where I lost Giovanni. See, yeah, I told him everything that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Step by step. It's like, hey, it's Matt Chill right now.
Yeah.
But
everyone was playing. They were playing reggae before this performance,
great DJ,
too.
Great DJ. Talk too much, but great DJ.
That's what they all do, though.
Great DJ. So I told him, step by step, step one. Once the stage is ready, everybody's going to push in.
Yes.
Step two, once he comes out, we're going to be pushed in again.
Yes.
And once the music starts, depending on whatever song he chooses, everybody's going to go missing. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
He played the Freestyle 4.
What the F right now.
And that's like one of the hardest songs that he dropped this year.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to start that way, something that he said, yeah, Tyler Creator can rap when he wants to.
Yeah, he can.
There you go. That was the first song. Everybody went crazy.
Yeah, and so we were all together and everyone was jumping up and down. Oh, you did?
For a second, but I found it really quick.
Hey, I lost my glasses. I ain't going to lie.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. And then, but people found it for me.
That's good. I saw like 3 phones on the floor. It's like,
man,
see, that's why you have to have pants that has zippers in them.
Yeah.
You know, keep your pocket, your wallet and your phone safe.
Yeah, that was a crazy experience. I was going to say experiment.
Yeah, you should have been there last year. Now that's an experiment because we had Death Grips and that was just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That would have been too wild for me.
I saw Eric Andre in the crowd. That's how I know it was real. It was so real.
Oh,
and Danny Brown.
Speaking of celebrities, few celebrities were there. Childish Gambino.
Shout out to him with his new show.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Great episode.
Oh, yeah.
First 2 episodes come out. It's on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. on FX.
We're going to talk about that more. But another person that was there that one of my friends, Kevin, saw, Spike Lee was there.
Ah, I see him I see him often.
Yeah?
I see Spike Lee often because I work at, I'm not going to name drop the place, but I work.
You know, we all know this.
I said it?
Yeah, said it.
I never said it.
Yes, you did.
I don't give free marketing. Anyways,
yes,
I work
you have.
Columbus
you said
Circle.
CNN is over there and you see all Don Lemon roll
by. I saw him the other day. We were talking, telling jokes, and I think Don Lemon is really black.
Really?
I think he's faking it on TV.
I mean, a lot of black people do that.
Yeah, I believe Don Lemon is black. He's 50 years old. He's been through some stuff.
Oh, he's actually 50?
Yeah.
Black don't crack, man. I always thought he was like 40.
See, that's true. Like, you need to be pure black for your end. You can't be like Stacey Dash.
We're going to get into politics too and all that stuff, obviously. But
yeah. So, yeah, Afropunk was fun. How was Sunday? I wasn't there.
Sunday was wild. So, I'm going to break down Afropunk for you guys, ladies and gentlemen. There's about 4 stages. There's the green stage, the red stage, the black stage, and the gold stage. So for the most part, we were by the gold stage. And the gold stage is mainly where the hippies chill out. And there's a lot of EDM.
Like vibes music.
Yeah, a lot of experimental music going on.
Shouts out to Shabazz Palaces.
Shouts out to Shabazz Palaces. And shouts out to Gallant, too. He was really good. So the green stage, I'd say it's more mainstream, but there's also a lot of punk in there too, as well as the red stage. Like, stay away from the red stage, okay? That's where you die.
Yeah.
While the black,
I'm happy it had some punk. Remember, I was complaining about it.
Yeah.
Because the headliners
exactly
were non-punk,
right?
But they had a lot of underground bands.
Exactly.
They were very punk. So yeah, Afropunk was still punk.
Exactly. And then
in a way.
And then the black stage was It was basically a mini stage, but it was a lot of, I'd say, up-and-coming artists. Like, very up-and-coming.
Yeah. They used to have a lot more up-and-coming artists before.
Right. Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
I remember the first time
I went there, I think the only big celebrity was Danny Brown, but he wasn't even huge then.
Right. So. I think I remember, wasn't Prince at Afropunk before? Oh, no, that was Coachella. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
That was Coachella.
I would have seen him, but yeah. I went to Afropunk for the past 5 years.
Yeah, so as a first experience, it was really cool. But Sunday is when I embraced the mosh pit. The performance was by Bad Brains, Fishbone, and Living Color. Mm-hmm. So let's just say I had a white shirt on, and at the end of that mosh pit, it wasn't white anymore, and I found random kissy marks on the back of my shirt. And I was so mad because, like, yo, where are these girls at? Like, I was trying to match, like, lipstick color to faces. I'm like, okay, because it was purple, too.
That was common.
Yeah.
Purple was common. Like, most of what everybody was wearing is, you don't see them wearing that in the streets like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe on a squad day, like, when they're rolling with the squad.
Right.
So everybody's matching. But other than that, it's like, everybody's so free.
Yeah, Tyler had an interesting point. Like, he's like, Afropunk is about being yourself, but you know there's some people out here dressing weird just mm-hmm. to be weird, you know what I mean? It's like trying to fit into like the whole spectrum of what's happening, which I agree with.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I feel like some people just dress like that just to do it, just because it's like Afropunk. I feel like some people don't dress like that.
That's why you saw me come through with my chill
t-shirt. I was chill too.
Yeah, you're pretty chill. It's like, all right, so you dress like you wanted, like a normal person.
And that's
Afropunk. No, you dress like you. Exactly. You dress like Afropunk.
That's Afropunk.
I can't dress like Afropunk. It's not my vibe.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You know, I don't have any markings on my face. I don't know. I'm Haitian. There's no tribes like that.
True.
Oh, I'm not connected to the soul part of Haiti, you know.
You're not with the voodoo?
No. The best way I look at it is like, if I don't know about it, I don't talk about it. So yeah, definitely. So let's get into new music.
I was in it. 10K token maestros. Prime time of my life with you. Putting prime numbers up though. On them 777 flights with you. Take a shower with it, gotta cleanse it. Keep the safety off in it. Man, we finna have a minute. Out of wedlock, I forgive it and forget it. Cause only God can forget it. All this hotel living, might as well pay the mortgage what I'm spending. Set the date long as a swan net. Put some real swans in the pond net. Fell asleep in the foreign after the free show at the garden. Let the LED roll, dear Hunter. Lead the stage, watch it from the audience. Bet we sell a biggest out next week on me, on my partners. When I'm up, they gon' hate. When I'm sideways, y'all set me straight. When I'm up, they gon' hate. When I'm down, they gon' show.
Man, oh man, there is so
many. If you talk about Frank Ocean, we could talk about the music exclusive and how he messed up the entire game.
Yeah.
Wanna do that?
I mean, we could do that for... I was like really wanted to just go into like music first, but yeah, this is a nice little combination of the two.
All right,
as
so
well.
Frank Ocean dropped two albums.
Man,
he dropped one on Friday, which we're expecting that to be the main album, mm-hmm. and that was called Endless.
Right,
it was a 45-minute video exclusive on Apple.
Yep.
All right, and that's where the problem started.
For one, people, I am a Spotify user. Okay, I have no shame in admitting it. And once there's a lot of new music coming out, you see this often, okay? It's just music exclusives. Am I bitter about it? Yeah, and the only reason why is because, you know, I want to listen to it as well, okay?
How long did it get for Chance the Rapper to be on Spotify? Like a month?
Yeah.
Ha.
And Drake, too.
In Life of Pablo?
Bro.
That was 2 months. Yeah, so.
And we're still waiting for Beyonce's Lemonade.
Oh, you didn't get it?
They didn't get it yet.
My God.
Yeah, I know.
It's been forever.
I know. I've listened to Lemonade too, but I'm like...
One of my favorite albums of this year also.
Yes, same here.
I have a theory with Frank Ocean, Blonde and Lemonade. So yeah, then on Sunday,
right
after work, like for me it was like 3.
Yeah.
So the album came out around like 1 p.m.
And you're a proud Apple user.
And I'm a proud Apple user. So, you know, just go on my Wi-Fi, because there's Wi-Fi in Columbus Circle now.
Right.
download cloud, download offline, go on the train, listening to everything. Man. I have no idea what's going on.
Meanwhile, everyone's on Twitter talking about how great this album was, and I'm just like,
it's been iffy, actually, the reviews. Because, like, for me, I love the album.
I love this album.
9 out of 10, almost reaching the 10 to me.
Yes.
By the end of the year, I think it should be a 10.
Yes, it's really good.
But, like, the big reviews, Pitchfork, you know, even Fantano,
right,
rated it a really, like, high.
Strong 8.
But people on Twitter, they didn't really vibe with it.
Really?
They didn't really understand it. It's like, you know, my friend was telling me that most people had the same issues. They couldn't pass their first song, Nikes.
I loved Nikes. Really? I thought that was a great start.
But they couldn't pass it. Like, it was so good. They couldn't listen to the next song.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean.
I understand. I get what they're saying.
So it's like, well, I don't want to call them plebeian listening to music, right, but, you know, you have to kind of power struggle to through songs, so you kind of understand how the album sounds like.
Right.
Nike's not even my favorite song. It's like Ivy is a better song.
I liked it.
Ivy's like one of my favorite songs.
Nike isn't one of my favorite, but I'm saying Nike is like a good way to start it all.
Yeah. And Nights. Nights is you have to play Nights every single day.
Yeah, I agree.
Nights is like the best song of this year.
Damn, you're going it that far.
Yeah, Nights is the best song of this year.
Okay.
You had to play that song every single day.
Okay, no problem.
But yeah, and also shout out to Andre 3000.
Yeah,
you know,
feature. I feel like if Andre 3000,
it was not a Drake diss. Let me just throw that.
No,
out
I know,
there.
But I'm saying if Andre 3000 is in your album as a feature, it's a pretty big deal now.
The only feature that has a verse.
Yeah.
Is Owen's track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was featured in 30 Hours, but all he was just the hook.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Because Beyonce was in one of these songs. Mm-hmm. Ivy, I think, or Be Yourself. And
I think it was Ivy.
And where's my boy? I think song. Kendrick Lamar was in one of these songs, too. He's saying, like, one word at a time. Yeah, so.
This album's probably going to be the best for the year,
so
in my
opinion.
So this
is the problem. When it came out Endless came out on Friday.
Right.
It filled the contract requirement for the amount of albums he had to do with Def Jam.
Right.
So once that album came out, like, the whole contract was voided.
Right.
Now his real album, also Endless is not for sale. Mm-hmm. It's just a video. You can just listen to it. Mm-hmm. Now his real album, Blonde, that came out.
Right.
And that was for sale under his own record label, Boys Don't Cry.
Right.
So all the money, everything is going to him independently.
Mm-hmm.
And over the past 4 years, Def Jam put like $2 million into Frank Ocean.
Right.
And because of Frank Ocean, he did a contract with Apple, mm-hmm, $2 million. So he could get the money to cover the money that he owes to Def Jam.
That's wild.
So in a business term, Def Jam didn't make any money.
Ooh.
At all. Because it's one to invest money, but if you got your receipt, your the money back, exactly $2 million, you didn't get like $5 million.
That's wild.
That means you wasted time and money.
Man,
so
they are pissed.
They were so pissed. They went up to the head. Now you have Universal Music Entertainment. They say no more exclusives.
Yep.
We're never doing exclusives again. Nobody could do exclusive. I don't care who you are. No more exclusives. And you know, everybody is tight.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, I want to just transition to another exclusive, Apple exclusive. Also got the Andre 3000 verse, Travis Scott. No,
I didn't listen to it, to be honest.
You didn't listen to it?
Not yet, no.
Not
because I have Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify. Okay, that makes sense. Not as good as his last album, mm-hmm, but still bumping.
Right.
Like, I think Shrimp Life 2, mm-hmm, and this album, and the album's mad long. Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight.
Right, there we go.
You know, both of those albums are pretty much going the same direction. Mm-hmm. They just want party vibe music.
Of
course. I think, you know, Travis Scott knows how to make an album.
Absolutely.
So everything can go up and down, chill, and fun. You know, so I'll give it a rating, being generous, a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Even though I give Rodeo like a good 9.
Of course.
So yeah, chill. Travis Scott definitely, as like a firm 7, might be 6 by the end of the year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because it's not getting any, like, some songs get better, but the album as a whole, not that much.
And what did you think about Khalid's album?
Who?
DJ Khaled's album.
I never fully listened to it because I don't listen to DJ Khaled's albums.
Fair enough, but I mean, you don't listen to Rio too, but there's a lot of music that is on the radio. For one, is For Free, Drake.
Never liked that song when it came out, and that was the first single. Because you've been making the joke with Snapchat saying, hey, did we get that Drake verse?
Right, yeah.
Every Snapchat, hey, did
no,
we get that
there was,
Drake verse?
No, there was this one that said, hey, did that Kendrick Lamar verse get in? And that was Holy Key.
That was a good verse.
That was a good song.
See,
this is the bad thing about it, though.
Actually, there's something I want to say about that. Wait, what's bad about it?
Man, Big Sean's verse.
See,
Big Sean's verse on that track was so good.
Oh, okay, good.
That was his best. That was like his best verse ever. And Kendrick still came in and just crapped on it.
No, not really.
He did.
Okay, let me tell you. See, I was going to bring up Big Sean.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did. Big Sean's like in 3 songs on this album.
About 3 songs, yes.
And this is why I've been telling people for a long time. Big Sean is the most underrated.
Big Sean goes hard. I ain't gonna lie.
Because he gives you the best featured verses. He gives you. See, Drake will give you a feature verse and he'll take the song from you.
Yeah.
And your whole career could mess up because
Pretty
of that
much.
Verse.
Yeah.
But Big Sean, he'll come with the song, give you a balanced verse.
Right.
Will not overshadow shadow you, yeah. But will leave with quotables.
Drake is so pompous and so narcissistic. He sings features in his concerts.
Exactly. Nah, I think that's fine.
It's cool, but
like,
you know,
some songs are so hard banging. It's like
right.
You want to hear his verse on
that's
Tuesday.
True.
Like
that's
you don't
true,
need,
but you don't. But like you don't remember. Like oh, this is McConan's song. You know what I'm saying? Like you won't remember that.
You don't need him.
Exactly. Well, they're not on the best
song.
On best terms anyways anymore. But you get my point. Like
yeah.
Sometimes you forget. Like oh, this isn't Drake's song.
Exactly.
Like I'm on one. Like I forget sometimes.
Like Kanye played that part. You know,
see?
Without Schoolboy. But Schoolboy plays that part without Kanye.
Exactly.
But he allows the crowd to, you know, rap Kanye's part.
Of course.
It was great. But I see what you mean. There's also a bunch of other albums that came out recently.
Yeah.
MIA's album came out the other day.
Yeah.
First
I know
Listen.
About that.
Not
Did
bad.
You listen to it?
Yeah, not bad. They
okay.
said she's problematic. I'm not really into MIA's personal life and what she says.
Of course.
But, you know. Isaiah Rashad.
Yeah, that album was pretty good. I liked it.
I didn't listen to the album straight through.
Mm-hmm.
I heard songs and
right.
I don't like it.
You don't?
But I haven't heard it straight through.
Okay.
So I have to listen straight through.
Listen to it straight through. It's good.
Jeffrey. My name is Jeffrey Young Thug.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
I didn't
Jeffrey,
listen to
Jeffrey,
it straight
Jeffrey,
through,
Jeffrey.
But you didn't.
You're going to enjoy it. It's
enjoyable.
Enjoyable.
All right.
It's hype music. You'll like it.
My favorite millennial rapper.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Vince Staples.
Vince Staples.
Yeah,
you know,
EP.
You know, Prima Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Great music video.
Yes, sir.
Great, great, great music video.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to say. It was so perfect. I saw it like 3 times. It turned to 30 minutes. It's like 10 minutes long. And it has like bits of each song within different parts. So.
Also, I want to talk about Songs of the Summer.
Songs of the Summer?
Ooh!
Oh, my God.
Ooh! What, you don't like? Ooh!
It's just how I found out about it.
How did you find out about Young M.A.?
So, I was listening. Shout out to Travis Scott again.
He has
a deal with Apple where he has Dot Wave Radio.
Okay.
And he made a joke. It's like the Stephanie line.
Oh, yeah. I call that Heffany. Ooh!
Yeah, see, I was like, what?
Oh, you didn't get what he was saying.
Then he played the song
right
after.
Right.
And I heard the line. I was dying. Next thing you know, I'm at work. My coworker was telling me that song. He's like, yo, you heard this new song?
Right.
And like she quoted that part.
Right.
That's like, I know that song.
Yeah.
So
hey,
after that, it was everywhere. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
But shout out to Young Ma, isn't it?
Young M.A.
Young M.A.?
Yes, Young M.A.
Okay, so definitely out
Shouts
there.
Out to Emerge because he was hanging out with her yesterday at
yeah,
a
I saw
pool
that.
Party.
I saw that. Shout out to Emerge.
Party. Yeah, shout out to Eric.
You should definitely bring him back to York for one episode.
He's going to start trouble again, man. You know how he is.
No, that's the best part.
and of course, some mixtapes. We got Nipsey Hussle's mixtape.
Nipsey Hussle.
Really good.
What is it called, you know?
Look it up again. I listened to it at work.
I definitely don't have it. It's not on iTunes.
Nipsey Hussle's mixtape was really good. Following his feature on Brazy.
Oh, with
yeah, with YG, FDT.
Shout out to YG.
Shout out
Slauson
to YG.
Boy too.
Yes.
There you go.
Summertime Shootout 2, Fabulous.
Not a big Fabulous fan. Fabulous.
Whatever, man.
All black moms listen to Fabulous.
Listen, Fabulous even said it himself. This album wasn't for us. It's basically for the women, people in their relationship.
All black moms
like it.
Listen to all young millennial black moms listen to
Shootout.
Fabulous.
Shootout 1 was dope, but Shootout 2, not a fan of it.
Yeah.
Not a fan. And yeah, that's it for music, really.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to talk about.
That was
when it comes to music.
That was a fun. It's not a bad summer for music.
No, it was a great time for music, actually. There was a lot of stuff that came out that we didn't even brush on still.
Well, nothing as important as like the impact of like Frank Ocean's album.
That's
and
true.
How that kind of like teared up the whole internet.
Nah, but people sleeping on Still Brazy, though.
Yeah, definitely.
That was my favorite album so far. Yeah. Still Brazy. What? YG is a political activist in these streets. Okay.
Wearing Tom's shoes because it fits like prison's the shoes that he felt in prison.
Yes.
He says, but it's like more comfortable.
I'm telling you this right now. YG should be awarded so many awards.
He's out here.
He is out here. YG is so gangster. He makes a song about Donald Trump and the FBI is looking at him. Everyone is after YG.
That's great.
That is great publicity for YG.
It's great. And he's on good terms with everybody in the industry, so.
Yeah. But he did get shot, too.
Yeah, I remember
which
that.
Which was a heavy theme in his album. And how he didn't trust... How he's not trusting a lot of people anymore. That's a thing.
Yeah.
It's like Tupac all over again.
Let's get into ATL.
ATL, man. Atlanta. The show brought to you by the mind of Childish Gambino.
Can I get a kid's meal?
Speak up. There's a lot going on here, honey.
Can I get a kid's meal?
I don't see no kids.
Yeah, I don't have a kid with me. I'm going to eat it.
Well, only a kid can order a kid's meal.
That's not true.
AKA Donald Glover.
Yep. Oh, he actually, before we transitioned to to Atlanta,
yeah,
he had the thing at Noah's camp. What call?
What?
Remember how he released an app like a couple months ago and it was just to pre-order tickets?
I didn't know this.
You know that?
No. Nope. All
right, so in, I think somewhere in California, Noah's Tree or something, but it's like okay. In the outside field, mm-hmm. He invited people to go camping with him.
So oh, that's cool. So he
performed his album. You know, there's some leaks online. Because they took away the cell phones, but right. You know, other people could kind of sneak in.
Right.
So I seen it. The effects was amazing. Mm-hmm. Because imagine like a dome.
Right.
But it's not like a hard case dome. It's like one of those
open
dome. Open dome, not open, but it was like, I don't know how to describe it. It was like a curtain.
Okay.
So it was a curtain type dome, and there was like effects all over the wall.
Okay.
So the best way from the leaks, what it looks like to me is like, you know, when you go in a cave. From like the ancient times, and you saw like people drawing on the wall.
Yeah,
that's how kind of the effects were looking.
Ooh.
So it wasn't like flying Lotus 3D effects, right. But it was like in your face, mm-hmm. You know, planetarium.
Yeah.
Effect. So it looks cool. For I think 12 tracks.
Okay.
Not a lot of rapping.
Right.
Like very minimal.
Okay.
So it's just him singing.
Oh boy.
It's very diverse in music.
Oh boy.
You don't like his singing?
Not really.
I love it.
Not really. Except for Heartbeat. Heartbeat was pretty good.
Yeah, Heartbeat.
I wanted you to know.
But
so yeah, ATL.
Atlanta, great show.
First two
episodes came out.
I only saw the first one on Facebook, yeah. By the way.
Second episode is very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second episode kind of brings you into the show. I think okay. That's why they had to show both episodes.
Right.
So you have to you have a better understanding of like, oh, we're going deep into
what
the show.
What did they talk about during the second episode? Because the first episode, basically, they got locked up.
Yeah. I could give you most of my analysis on it. It's like this show is the more realistic perspective
yeah.
of how it is being in Atlanta okay. or trying to make it as a rapper in Atlanta and the issues and the problems that, you know, that
right,
comes
of
up.
Of course. Of course.
So you have to see Childish Gambino's character is named Earn.
Right.
And his cousin, Albert, also known as Alfred, also known as Paperboy.
Yeah, I'm getting that Paperboy.
Paperboy. So, you know, he's one of those rappers, you know, came out with a good mixtape, is now slowly popping in the street.
Exactly.
So, no, like,
Earn, you know.
Earn wants to go manage him and stuff.
But the thing about Earn is,
he has a past that we don't know about.
That we don't know anything about as of yet. The only thing we do know about, Earn and his cousin is that
they're not that close
because I remember from episode one he's like, the last time I saw you was when my mom died, and now you want to be a part of this Paperboy.
Yeah
but
so you could tell that Earn is different from the rest of his family.
Exactly.
Like he was supposed to be bigger.
Yeah, he seems like the black sheep of his family, or they just expected a lot more out of him.
Yeah,
and something happened.
Yeah, so
we don't know what yet, but we.
But you
could
tell that everybody's disappointed that he's still here.
Exactly.
So I think that's realistic. That's actually a realistic thing.
Yeah.
So they're already hitting a lot of roots.
Right.
In this show, another thing is they different portrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember reading a review that they had this contract for like 4 years.
Wow.
You know, it's like, hey, we're gonna write this show, and like been 4 years now, like they finally produce it. Mm-hmm. But one of the things is like FX said, oh, if he's like selling drugs, he should be in like a trap house.
Right.
Like a dusty apartment. Mm-hmm. But in a realistic sense, if a person who's selling drugs is doing well, they live in the house.
Exactly.
A comfortable house.
Exactly.
So that's like realistic things they want to portray in the show that other shows wouldn't do.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say the shout out The Wire, but it's like, you know, they're not trying to be The Wire, but they're trying to show a realistic.
This is definitely a different feel from The Wire.
It's funny.
It's nothing like The Wire.
It's funny. Like, the jokes are like, it's not as fast as Veep. If
some
everybody
are,
watches
some are,
Veep.
Some is a bit
like,
dry. But you have to understand it.
Yeah.
You have to sit back and think.
But definitely check out the show Atlanta. Very good, very interesting. FX at 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
All right. That's all we have for you today, Black Seinfeld. I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope we can get you
pilot
back in the swing of things. Pilot episode.
We weren't going too hard today.
Nah,
I relaxed the show.
I didn't even give an L, too. So, you know, like, I'm just chilling.
No L's yet. Next week.
Yeah, a lot of them.
All right, man. So,
peace.
Be back next week.
Nerd New York.
We all right. We gon' be all right. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be all right.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my.